think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Nigel put together songs that are about or themed or based on New Year's Eve. Brian.
I'm going to say this is cool in the gang.
He's right.
Celebrate.
Oh, that's a good idea, isn't it? Get rid of 2021.
Celebration.
Yum. Thanks, Nigel. Joey English on Monday, December 27th.
What the heck? Where's this year gone?
Oh, bye-bye. I mean, bye-bye. Look who's here.
See you later.
We welcome. Give us your title.
This is Pharmacist to the Stars. To you, stars.
Yes.
I'm Brian, back, back in the chair with Joey.
That just sounds like the electric chair.
It is. It's close to it.
It's close
painful.
To it.
Fall.
From my DOHC, how was Christmas?
Always wonderful. Had some nice pfeffernuss.
Excuse me?
Pfeffernuss?
This is a family show. What's a pfeffernuss?
It's a cookie.
Oh, it's a cookie?
Yeah, it's a cookie.
Austrian?
Yeah, they're German. You know, Yeah, they're wonderful.
They're wonderful.
Pepper snapped. It was great as usual. You know, did a lot of nothing.
And how many of the five children?
Well, we had extra.
Yes, they show don't come up. Home alone.
Yeah, they all came home to nest, and then my son JR from New York took a break from his
doctor.
Yeah,
the
he's
doctor.
With his.
Doctor to be.
Yeah, it could be. Doctor to be, maybe wife to be. We're not sure, but, you know, we thought maybe something big was going to happen.
An announcement.
Yeah, but no announcements, really. But the house didn't burn
down.
Did
he ask to borrow money for a diamond ring?
No. Gosh.
Are any of your five married? I've forgotten.
One is...
Living with someone?
Yeah, I would say that's kind of married. But, no, they're all too... They're kind of young and... Still trying to find their way in the world
like the rest of us. Okay. I've got all kinds of questions for the medicine cabinet, but you start us off. It's Monday, December 27th. What are the rules today? what's going on.
Keep your hands to yourself. Yes. That's the rule of the day. That's all, you know, that's always
don't
a good
talk
rule.
With your mouth full.
That's a good things, one too. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. The rule of the day is I heard this just the other day. I thought it was brilliant because everyone's always asking me what's happening with this Omicron variant. And I said, it's going to wash over us like a wave. You know, it 2 weeks to 4 weeks, but I heard it best said this way. It's going to be a January to remember. It'll be over by Valentine's Day and we'll get on with our life. So best thing I can say, the rule of the day is get your booster dose. Did you get your booster?
No,
what are you waiting for?
You to bring it to me here, I guess. I'm sorry.
If you'd have told me, I would have done that. I would have stopped in the clinic and brought one over for you and given you a shot right in the butt behind.
Yeah, right. That's not where you get it, Joey Pals. He's messing with you. You just scared every girl who's watching her weight within the sound of our voice. You get it in your arm. Gone by Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's a wild prediction, but I think we're, you know, listen, I've said it all for what, how many weeks is it now? Is it
90?
Crazy.
I have to look at the day timer. Okay, 91, 92.
See, I've been gone, and while I was gone.
This is the 94th week.
Yeah, while I've been gone, I've been thinking, I just have put the virus out of my mind. I put everything out of my mind. Related to tracking and doing all this stuff. But the good news is, you know, last week, right before Christmas, our Christmas gift was the FDA approved 2 oral agents. We are working, so Desert Oasis Healthcare and my crack team there, our COVID excellent team, is working with the county and the government to be able to be a distributor of the oral agents that are coming out, Paxlovid.
Which is the oral, and
Lagevrio. They both were approved.
See, I start to say something smart alecky, and I choke. Yeah, why does God do that?
That's right. God's sorry. Keeping an eye on your mouth there.
Okay, so my question is, are these 2 oral agents you have to take after you contract the virus?
Yes, yes. So these are not preventative, but if there's any issue, really, is the Pfizer one, Paxlovid, is we know it's going to be, it's more efficacious. So it's got about an 89% benefit to keep you out of the hospital if you're moderate to high risk. We need to start therapy. It's an oral therapy. It's a 5-day therapy. It comes in a pack. So it's easy to, you know, understand. It's 6 pills a day for 5 days. And you have to start it within, you know, 3 to 5 days of actually testing positive.
Testing positive, not exposure. So I go... You and I go to dinner at Spencer's, where you've been threatening to take me for years. And I find out that somebody there is tested positive. So I've been exposed, but I don't go get the oral yet. I have to go get tested.
You'd have to get tested. So this is only for patients who are positive, meaning they have an active infection.
Okay.
And they're at moderate, any degree of risk. Just like there are monoclonal antibodies, if you're older, if you're diabetic, if you're obese, if you have any lung issues or immune problems, those are the folks that we're going to target. Because even though Pfizer, the government bought 10 million therapies, so 10 million.
That's like a dose?
Yeah, well, treatment courses.
Okay.
There's only about 250,000 that are available as I sit here today for distribution. So you can imagine how popular this will be. It's going to be we're seeing so many breakthrough, and I don't want people to think the vaccines don't work. The vaccines do exactly what they're supposed to do, Joey, which is the 3 things. Keep you out of the hospital, keep you off the ventilator, keep you from being dead. So the vaccines do what they're supposed to do, but we're seeing breakthrough infections right now with this Omicron variant, literally in people, even with boosted individuals. These are very mild, but these are people in the healthcare arena. So they're facing... I can't tell you, in the last couple of weeks, we've been testing 400 or 500 people a day.
Of your own people?
Just in a community, because we're a testing site. People wanted to travel. People wanted to show up for Christmas and not infect grandma and grandpa, who got ran over by a reindeer. And they wanted to show up. And I've seen more and more people get, I don't want to say aggressive, but I think just thoughtful about, I want to have a party outside, a gathering. I don't know the status of everyone, if they're immune, if they're boosted or whatever, but there is testing available, and we wanted people to get tested. Not me, but I've heard of people actually requiring a test to get in their backyard.
Oh, my, what? You're kidding.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, a test that day, a negative
my
test,
goodness.
Because, you know, they have people at risk. And so right now, home testing is tough to get. We're trying to order tests just because we've had a tremendous increase in people wanting to get tested.
We've got a question about that when we get to the medicine cabinet.
So literally what we're seeing is a tremendous increase in positive cases.
Let me recap.
Yes.
The report on the Omicron from the Bible, according to Dr. Brian Hodgkins, it will wash over us like a wave. And hopefully will be gone by Valentine's Day.
That's a wild prediction.
The end of last week, the FDA approved two oral agents for you to get a prescription for.
That's correct.
After you get vaccinated, perhaps, and your test, after you get the virus, and you're tested positive, then you can get these two oral agents.
Yes.
And then you told us the breakthrough infections are mild, but they're occurring in numbers that you don't like, mostly in the healthcare industry. Just a question. When you said we'd be mostly over Omicron by Valentine's Day, Omicron, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Omicron, Phi, Sigma, Chi, Upsilon, what's coming?
Well, there'll be others.
Upsilon.
Omicron is just the current variant. We've seen it. We started with Alpha.
Yes.
Got to Delta. And now we're at Omicron. You know, this virus is mutating, and as long as it has host to replicate in, it's going to continue to mutate. If there's anything good about what we've seen in the mutational aspect of the virus, it's that it seems to become less. It likes to infect, but it wants to be less toxic to the host.
So say that again.
It likes to infect.
It likes to infect.
Right. It's easily transmissible.
Okay.
Becomes more and more easy to transmit and appears to be wanting to be less toxic to the host. So it doesn't want to.
Less toxic.
Doesn't want to cause significant infections. Although we're seeing, as I sit here today, we're down to about 45 cases in the local hospitals.
Of Omicron.
These could be of anything right now. You know, if you look at the state, they run. The way they do data on the variant strains is like a 6-month lag. So we're probably this virus became 97% of what we're seeing in the U.S. literally in a couple of weeks. I mean, the doubling factor and infectivity of it, you know, every day, you know, you got another two. It was just doubling 2%, 3%. So now we know it's the dominating strain. But I can tell you what we're seeing in patients in the hospital, the ones that we have.
Yes.
Very sick. And these patients, I've said it all the time, a lot of them, it's like the Roach Motel. A lot of them get in there, but they don't leave. And it's very, very sad to watch.
Question. You have 46 patients who have the virus in the hospital.
Right.
In the hospital.
Yeah, right around 45.
Are they
right
vaccinated?
I would say very few. This is still... I don't want to sound trite, but this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated now. I know we're seeing breakthrough infections, people testing positive, really, with screening and showing up positive, but they're asymptomatic, very mild. And in fact, we expect the CDC to change the, at least for healthcare workers and high-need workers, if you've been fully vaccinated and boosted and positive, we expect the isolation protocol will be shortened to about 5 days. So that's a positive down the road. We'll have to wait and see what the CDC tells us.
Oh, my goodness. I love listening to you. Okay, we're listening to, and we're going to listen to him some more, Dr. Brian Hodgkins. But we're going to do something new, Brian.
Okay.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.